Whether or not a plastic product gets recycled sometimes comes down to whether consumers take the initiative, but there's also a wide variety of plastics, and for some types, there's just no effective market for recycling. Roger Springman works for Genesis Polyrecycling, a Minnesota-based company that recycles agricultural, commercial, and industrial waste. He says there are challenges to recycling the different types of plastic films that are in wide use at construction sites, greenhouses, marinas, and on farms.
If it's not clean, it's not recyclable, at least not very recyclable. And if it's not compressed or densified, it's not recyclable either.
Springman says that's because dirty plastic wears out recycling equipment fast, and hauling fluffy, uncompressed plastic sheets is too expensive. In effect, he says it's like hauling air. Springman is on a study committee considering ways to encourage more plastic recycling. It's chaired by Madison Representative Spencer Black. Black says one of the challenges is that plastic is used so widely.
It's a very useful material. And I think the discussion has shifted from how do we get rid of plastics and use other materials to how do we, given the fact that plastic seems to be used in a wide variety of uses, how do we throw less of it in the landfill and have less of it end up being litter in the landscape?
Black says the committee could consider a couple broad approaches. One might make plastic manufacturers responsible for recycling the plastic they produce. The other could focus more on education. Whatever the panel decides is only a suggestion. The next legislature and governor will have the final say. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.